So tell me about Hello Alice and how this has kind of come along.
Yeah, definitely. So it started really the result of the accelerator. One of the things we found we were doing continuously through Circular Board, where we found we were really adding the most value to entrepreneurs, was connecting them to resources that they needed to scale, whether that was introductions to the right experts, or whether that was introductions to investors, or telling them, you know, go read this article because it will really help guide your thinking, or, you know, this is a great tool that will help you do this more efficiently. And there were so many of these things that it started to get really messy very quickly, because you're thinking strictly about mentorship. That certainly you can kind of manage in a database and it works and whatever. But you start thinking about the intersection of all of these different things. Like, this is an event you absolutely need to go to because you're really focused on branding and this is going to help you, like, you know, piece it all together. And it started just getting really convoluted. And so we were like, we aren't doing this as effectively as we can because there's just so much. And all these things we come across that are really helpful, but they're getting lost in the shuffle. And then, you know, knew certainly that if that was happening for us and we were spending 24/7 in this space, that everybody had these bits of expertise that they needed to share and you know, could offer to entrepreneurs around the world. But it was getting lost. And then also the experience in terms of what you share to who was really different. And that was largely based on the stage of growth they were at or the industry they were in or what they were working on at that moment in time or where they were located. And So it quickly became apparent that, you know, there was an opportunity to really solve this problem through technology. And when we started looking, you know, at the global issues around entrepreneurship and innovation, you know, it's largely due to accessibility to resources. And the way information and capital flows right now is through word of mouth among a select few. And if we're really going to tackle the problem of inclusive entrepreneurship at a global level, that requires putting all information out into the public domain and helping to connect entrepreneurs to what they need when they need it. And so that was the genesis of Alice. So essentially, Alice uses machine learning to take into account a founder's unique profile. So the things I mentioned before, like the stage of growth, where they're located, what industry they're in, everything from, you know, ultimately it will take into account things like how many employees that founder has, or, you know, did they just raise capital or did they have access to a certain amount of capital? And so, you know, everything from which, you know, branding agency or consultant or hire makes the most sense to them to, you know, what investors they should be talking to what events they should be speaking at. And so we're certainly building towards that. But, you know, right now it's really helping me. We're working a lot on mapping out the ecosystem and starting to make those relevant matches.
And so the primary way that the entrepreneur utilizes Alice is, because is it also available in a phone app, or is it just online at the moment?
It is a web app. It's responsive. So it's mobile responsive, but it's a web app.
Oh, nice. So talk to me a little bit about the web design in terms of the functionality for the entrepreneur. So I know that I have some questions that I can use some help with. And I go to helloalice.com, and then how do I kind of work the system from there?
Yeah, so you're looking for help on, you know, you're building a new mobile app, and you're looking for some information on product design. You could literally type in product design, and a series of resources will pop up. So it's everything from communities that you can be joining to events you should be attending that are, you know, in your own backyard to content that you should be reading, tools that are available, and then also what we are working on right now is pairing expertise. And so looking at within the community, I'll take it in like near term and then slightly nearer term, but within your community, what expertise is available? So say you're a member of five different networks and you know there are great people in those networks, you know there's some interesting expertise there. If I'm a member of the Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network and I'm looking for mobile product design expertise, it'll tell me who is in my existing network has expertise in those areas. But then also, say I don't know anybody with expertise in that area, it'll say who, based on where you're located and based on the industry you're in, here are other people that you should be talking to that you don't know.
Right. Oh, that's very interesting. And so it's member-based?
It is free and available to everybody. We do not charge entrepreneurs anything. And that will, that functionality will always be free.
That is really exciting. And so have you been using your same team, or have you brought on new team members in terms of running Hello Alice?
Yeah, we've grown quite a bit, actually. We have several new team members really focused on the machine learning aspects, on the design and engineering of the product. And then we're also rolling out a series of city tours, which if you actually get on my Twitter feed, you'll see a link to some of the ones coming up. Because I just posted this morning, actually. But we're going... We're visiting about 18 cities over the next 6 to 9 months. So just really helping, mapping out ecosystems, getting on the ground, hearing from those entrepreneurs where they feel like there are gaps in their local ecosystem, and then helping to bring in partners and build out content to fill those gaps so that we can provide every startup with the information and knowledge and capital they need to grow.
Yeah, because Hello Alice also serves male and female entrepreneurs. It's not just women.
Yeah. So what we are really building is a platform that supports inclusive entrepreneurship. So while we're very focused on designing a product that works for women and minorities, and always thinking about how are we bringing the underserved entrepreneurs in creating an environment where they feel like they have the same access as anybody else.
Yeah. Has that been a reoccurring theme? You feel that you've come across as you were working with entrepreneurs? And because you've launched other startups, I know that, and working with them so closely with Circular Board, was that one of the themes that you would say has been coming out, just about entrepreneurs not feeling like the resources that are available feel like they're for them, or...
Well, a couple of things. So we learned, I would say on both ends. One was certainly the entrepreneurs felt like they didn't know where to go. They're like, I feel like there's all this stuff out there. I feel like I don't have access, or I don't know the people. I feel like there was sort of this like Silicon Valley world that they felt disconnected from. And then on the flip side, we would hear from these, leaders of top-tier incubators and co-working spaces and government programs. Like, we are actively seeking out women and minorities. Like, please help connect us because we want more of them. And so there was clearly this disconnect happening. And what we found was when we would say, Natasha, based on where you are right now, what you're doing, you need to go apply to this program because it's right for you. It was giving entrepreneurs the confidence to go after it. And on the flip side, it was, those programs were jumping at the opportunity because they wanted more diversity, but didn't know where to find it. And so that's what we're trying to really bridge through the technology, is how do we start to close that gap, but really understand, it's one thing to say Y Combinator is not accepting the same amount of women, but if the right women aren't applying to the program, that's not Y Combinator's fault. What is Y Combinator's fault is that they need to go out there and actively seek out those women, but they don't know where to go. So if we can bring the right women to the table, then we start to solve those problems. And then also start to convey the message. And I think that's where platforms like your own become so important, but really start to convey the messaging in terms of why we need to think a little bit differently and why we need to open our minds to understanding different problems and bringing in unique perspectives. And I think that's, it's certainly a multifaceted problem, and I don't think there's any one solution that's going to solve it, but I think, we're tackling an important piece of it that I feel like hasn't been addressed yet.
Yeah, it's funny because that's one of the things that we've been talking about and working on, and in an early draft of our white paper that we shared with the Secretary of the State here in Massachusetts, it was one of the conversations that came up because, of course, you know, sometimes when we're talking to women, entrepreneurs in general and those of color, we say sometimes you're going to have to be the only first, right? You might have to be the only woman at this tech networking event, or and next time bring back another woman until there, you know what I'm saying, are more women. But sometimes some of these programs are looking for diversity, and so they are targeting whoever their demographic is. But there's not so much a conversation about what happens once the people get there. Because we've been talking to a few people, and we've experienced it ourselves where we have either been a part of a program or we went somewhere, and then we felt mistreated when we got there, right? Like one time, for instance, we were sitting down with an investor, and the first thing he said was, well, I'm not sure if you're here because you're black, right? Because
You're kidding me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were probably targeting people of color. But we were like, well, we think that we're here because we have a cool startup idea, you know. But
so frustrating
when we started talking, to some other entrepreneurs, that was their experience, right? So I think the work that you're doing is great and it's exciting. And over the next couple of years here, that was some of the things that we wanted to get involved with in terms of, okay, how do we work with some of these organizations who are focusing on female entrepreneurs to have the discussion about, okay, you want women. Now the women are here. How are you treating them when they arrive type thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's the same thing on hiring. They say that it's, like, very – a lot of people don't want to be the first. And it's because of experiences like that, right? It's not easy or fun to sit there and hear that, certainly. And but it doesn't change until you – sit there and go through the experience too. Right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. And so it sounds so silly, but when we had that experience and then, you know, Catherine Finney, she runs digital. Yeah. And so we had actually spoken to her about that. And then she, you know, she shared her experience, you know, of some things that she had faced in an accelerator. While it didn't solve anything, it made you feel better. It just made you feel like, oh, I'm not alone. Okay. You know, and you can just go back in and fight another day type thing. So,
yeah.
It's exciting.
It's interesting. As we were doing user testing, we heard so many of those stories that we would be in the middle of interviews sometimes and just be like your jaw drops because you're like, does that really happen? It's shocking. The stuff that goes on. And I think it's, I always find it's important to recognize, like, it is, I do believe it's a small piece of the population that feels that, I hope. I mean, I don't think that's my idealistic way of thinking, but it doesn't take a lot, but it's one comment like that out of a room of 100 people that can really, like, change experience for you, and I think it's important to have those conversations and understand that, like, this stuff happens, but there are also a lot of people out there trying to change it.
Yeah, and because the other thing, too, is that I feel like sometimes when those conversations are brought up, it's as if the other person said it in malice or with cruel intent, and I don't think that in our particular situation that he did. I think he was just chit-chatting and to himself saying, hey, I don't know if you guys are here because of this, because maybe that was a focus. I don't think that he had malicious intent. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's just having those conversations on both sides, saying, hey, the other person may not be trying to come after you in that regard, you know? I think sometimes as human beings, we just say shit. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
I know.
Like, oh, did I say that?
Yeah, I totally am with you. I'm like, I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live my life thinking that, like, yeah, I'll give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, but this is really exciting. Okay, so obviously you guys want more entrepreneurs to come to the site and get involved and join. What about on the other end? Are you guys looking for more experts or people to get involved on the other end in terms of providing tools and stuff to help out these entrepreneurs?
Definitely. So we are, you know, really looking, you know, I think we believe strongly, and there's a lot of data to back this, but everybody plays a role in the innovation ecosystem. If we're going to start solving the big problems of the world, it doesn't matter if you work at a corporation, if you work for the government, if you don't work at all, but you have some expertise, whatever your role is, there's so much to be done to support small business and to help them grow. And so, you know, trying to really build one of the things that, you know, we want to get better at and are focused on is it's really building the playbook for every single participant in, you know, in the innovation ecosystem. Because I think it's a space that we hear so often from corporations or from people in academia or you know, members of the media that they want to get involved and they want to support and they want to do things, but I think it's really hard to know how. And you know, one-on-one mentorship is certainly a way to do that, but there's so much beyond that that is helpful. And I think those are the conversations that we don't have enough, because the mentorship is great, but even frankly, I think in today's environment, it isn't executed in the most effective way. Because I'm sure you've had a lot of conversations with people and you're like, I don't have a lot of value to add to this conversation.
Right.
Or on the flip side, I've had conversations with people and you're like, you're not really adding a lot of value to me, which is a waste of both people's time, right?
Right.
So if we can make that a more efficient experience, and then also, I mean, and a lot of it comes with context. It's knowing before you talk to somebody, go attend an event, go read an article, go like do your homework, and then sit down and have a conversation so you can really dig into to the important stuff that you, requires that human-to-human interaction.
Right. Okay, I'm cruising through the website while you were chatting here. Is there anything that you want to add or touch on that I failed to bring up?
You know, I think the idea of sort of broadening the definition of a startup. We talk so much about sort of this idea of innovation and a startup and this world that's sort of very, you know, feels very tech-centric. But one of the things we're really excited about through Alice is the opportunity to support every entrepreneur, whether you're opening a bakery or run a hair salon or are a coach or, you know, run a, you know, late-stage tech conglomerate. It's, you know, we're really focused on sort of segmenting out the experience so that you are seeing, you know, the resources that are right for you. Certainly, if you are running, you know, a hair salon, you may not really be interested in, you know, learning about artificial intelligence. But on the flip side, you may actually be building an app for your company, or you may be interested in finding a tool that works to help run your business more efficiently. Or maybe there's, you know, you're looking for a financial model that's really tailored to your type of business. And so being able to pull all of that stuff that exists out there in large part, I mean, most of this stuff is on the internet somewhere. And so we're starting to sort of bring those tools and resources to the forefront. On the flip side, if you, you know, have a 100-person tech team in Silicon Valley, like, you're not going to be interested in a lot of the same resources that a Main Street entrepreneur is focused on. And so it really becomes a very different experience for every entrepreneur on the platform.